This is KVNF Regional News. I'm Patricia Naft. It's Wednesday, February 12th. Good morning. U.S. Highway 550 south of Ouray is now open to single-lane alternating traffic. Drivers will now be able to reliably access Red Mountain Pass in Silverton without driving around through Durango. The road was closed for the past month due to a massive rock slide. A snowmobiler was killed Monday in an avalanche near Kebler Pass outside of Crested Butte. The Associated Press reports that the victim, who has not been identified yet, was buried in a 500-foot-wide avalanche. Another snowmobiler was partially buried but not seriously injured. There was a second deadly avalanche Monday near the Keystone Ski Resort in Summit County. One skier was buried and killed, but the other was able to dig themselves out. So far this season, there have been 10 avalanche-related deaths around the country. That's according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. The center reports that avalanche conditions in the backcountry are dangerous right now due to a lot of wet, heavy snow. The center is warning people to avoid traveling in or below steep slopes. Rural and mountainous counties in Colorado are struggling to attract and keep primary care physicians. That's according to a new study by the Colorado Health Institute. The study found that Denver and Front Range counties like Boulder and Broomfield had the best ratio of patient to primary care physicians, with about 1,350 patients to one doctor. KVNF's listening area ranked highly among rural counties, coming in with the 11th best ratio statewide of patients to primary care doctors. In Delta, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Montrose, Ouray, and San Miguel counties, there are just over 2,000 patients per doctor. Rural counties in far eastern Colorado like Cheyenne, Elbert, Kit Carson had the lowest ratio. Part of the problem is that the number of primary care physicians is dropping nationwide. Primary care doctors tend to make less money than doctors specializing in other areas. In rural areas, doctors also tend to be older than their urban counterparts. That adds to the challenge. Last summer, Colorado officials rolled out a new state brand and logo. It's popular among some groups, but received mixed support at the state capitol. A Republican bill to send the branding question to a vote to the people failed at the State House. As part of the Capitol Conversation series, Benta Berkland talks to reporters about the backstory and where the branding issue goes from here.
Joining us today, we have Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Ed, just briefly, explain this new state brand logo will look like and why it's been controversial.
Well, the new logo, which was come up with, if you will, after a one-year process in which the state's chief marketing officer, Aaron Kennedy, really tried to solicit opinion from everyone he could get in touch with, is a small mountain, green and white logo, the mountain shape, letter CO or Colorado on it. And the idea is that the state wants to, A, have a common symbol for all of its functionalities, putting it on all of the state agencies' vehicles, letterhead, things like that, so Colorado finally has its own logo. And B, and maybe more importantly, in Kennedy's eyes and Governor John Hickenlooper's eyes, the idea is that they want to brand companies that sell products out of state. So they can put this logo on it, and they could say Colorado made, Colorado designed, Colorado grown, and they can use that to really give people the idea that Colorado is a center of entrepreneurship, and that when they see this logo, they could think, hey, this state's got something going on, I'm more interested in this product.
And Charles, what we're seeing from the State House is there's a lukewarm reaction to it.
It's across the spectrum, from Republicans to Democrats. Even the House Speaker, Mark Ferrandino, said he didn't care for it. Part of the argument is that, well, we all see the Colorado flag, the sea with the sun inside. The governor's office explanation for this is that that doesn't translate outside on the East Coast or in other states. They don't see our flag. They don't know what it means. And so when they see Colorado or think of Colorado, they think of almost our license plates, which are, as Ed described, green with a little mountain in it. But it's also become a political issue, too, which is kind of interesting because it's an election year. The governor's up for re-election, and it cost, what was it, $800,000 to $1.1 million for the entire effort. And so it's like grade school kids could do better than this. And so it's been a lot of people who've just really, we spent that much money for this?
And I know, Ed, branding the state has been a huge issue for Governor Hickenlooper. It's a top priority for him. I mean, is this pretty common nationwide that states focus on things like this and have a logo?
Kennedy actually said that when he was hired, and mind you, Aaron Kennedy is one of the founders of Noodles & Company, who has since left the company, but he said when he was hired in 2012, he believed he was the only chief marketing officer on a state payroll in the country. Hickenlooper wants to get this out there, as other states are branding. They're saying, hey, come to Michigan or come to New York. We've got a good climate. They've got these nice little TV ads. They reach out in magazines to businesses. But what Hickenlooper wants to do is change the national conversation about Colorado. For too often, you have heard about things like school shootings or devastating floods and wildfires, or especially in recent times, the legalization of marijuana. And by creating a brand, they can start to draw it back, because the state isn't letting just anyone use this brand. You actually have to apply to use it on any of your products and then get the go-ahead.
And Charles, a Republican lawmaker actually had a bill this session to send the question about the brand to voters for approval, essentially. That didn't make it through the state house.
And that was somewhat problematic for him to go that far with it. Part of his argument is that the legislature, for example, would vote on the other state symbols, like the state rock or the state dance, or right now there's the state cactus that they have a bill going through. Some people roll their eyes and laugh at these kinds of things. And they're saying this is a very important symbol and that we, you know, the people should have a discussion on this and the people should vote on it.
We, as a paper, got a lot of comments from people who saw it when we first posted it on our website. And they said, what the heck is this? It's mundane. It's dull. It says nothing about the state. But yet I watched Aaron Kennedy give a presentation on how this was come up with. And he drew a standing ovation. When people hear the backstory, they tend to like this a little bit more. And when people see it that don't really like it, I'll be curious to see how that changes as this becomes used more and more.
Great. Thank you. That was Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.
People living in the Norwood area may experience a power outage today. The San Miguel Power Association must cut the electricity to its power lines in order to make repairs. People living and working east and north of Norwood along the following roads will be affected: County Roads Y43, 45Y, 445Z, U.S. Highway 145, the Raspberry area of U.S. Highway 90, and Sanborn Park. Power will be out from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. If power is not restored by 3 p.m., notify the San Miguel Power Association. The planned outage will take KVMT 89.1 and 99.1 in Palisade and the Grand Valley off the air today. Stay tuned for the Wednesday morning music mix with Jeff Reynolds. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.